Radio Influence. The future is now.
A championship! Introducing the Crusher!
You're listening to Crush Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crushell. Get in on the talent grid and follow him on Twitter at Jeff Crush. Now, here he is, the Crusher.
All right, welcome back to Crush Performance. Jeff Crushell here. We are talking injury prevention today. An ounce of prevention can go a long way in the wide world of sports. And we're going to get right back into it with Crush favorite, Dr. Martin Mrazek, Associate Professor in the Department of Educational Psychology at the University of Alberta. Dr. Mrazek, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here.
Well, today we are talking an ounce of prevention. It just makes so much sense to try to be proactive, but that's not always as clear-cut as you might think. It's sometimes difficult to know what to do. First off, I wanted to ask you, we just had a great conversation with U.S. Soccer about their decision to ban heading in players up to age of 10 and limit heading in players 11 to 13. It kind of makes a lot of sense knowing what we know now about brain injuries.
Yeah, it certainly does. And, you know, the scientific evidence has just slowly accumulated and allowed us to really, you know, make good informed decisions. And so I think that's part of, you know, these organizations being a little cautious and sometimes facing a lot of scrutiny, but also making sure that they're making the right decisions. So I agree that it seems to be a good thing, especially in the younger players where there's these questions about their development and neck strength and all these variables that, you know, may be contributing to some of the concussion issues that we see in this population.
Yeah, you and I have all talked on the show before about sort of the developmental variances at the different ages and the size of the head in proportion to the body for young athletes. That's a real important consideration. Dr. Ciampas was very clear, though. You know, they've said 1,000 times, look, heading doesn't necessarily cause a concussion. They're just erring on the side of caution, which is okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's still, you know, with the concussion movie coming out last year, I think there's still a strong perception that, oh my goodness, I hit my head. You know, is this going to lead to long-term problems? And, you know, that's not the case. And the evidence, in spite of, you know, what's out there in the, you know, in the medical media sometimes, we just don't have a clear link between head trauma and, you know, for sure a strong link to CTE down the road. With the younger players, though, you're right. I mean, it is cautious, and, you know, sometimes the pendulum swings both ways. But when we just look at those variables about, what a young athlete brings, one of the studies we did, you know, years ago was just looking at the incidence of head contact. And we just find that, you know, there's some very aggressive players out there. In one game, a U-12 player hit the ball with his head over 50 times. And so, you know, you can't regulate everything, but I think just bring in some caution to make sure that we're not exposing kids to these extreme forms of contact is just an all-around good thing.
We're talking with Dr. Martin Mrazek, Associate Professor in the Department of Educational Psychology at the University of Alberta, an expert in the area of head injuries and concussion. And Dr. Mrazek, we've talked about this before as well, but Hockey Canada made a similar move in their sport a few years ago when they decided to look at banning body checking for younger athletes. And that was all about injury prevention as well. There's just this big, giant mass of information and data now that just makes all of these moves make more sense. There's a little pushback for the hockey traditionalists, but at the end of the day, some interesting things have happened. One, we've gotten some feedback saying that these players are now, you know, playing a more skilled game. They're not so worried about, you know, having their heads down and getting a hit. So the game and the way the kids are being coached and playing the game is different. We heard similar comments from U.S. Soccer. So there's a lot of good outcomes here other than just injury prevention.
Yeah, for sure. And Dr. Carolyn Emery from University of Calgary has done a lot of these longitudinal studies that have looked at that issue. And, you know, I certainly understand that there's a lot of arguments on both sides. And, you know, some of the arguments are that if kids aren't exposed and ready and prepared to take hits, suddenly at the age of, you know, later ages, maybe that they're just not going to be as psychologically prepared. Like, our data doesn't support that right now, like at a global level. There just seems to be when the for most kids, not everybody, I mean, you certainly get some exceptional kids that they're 13 and, you know, 6 foot and 160 pounds of, of, you know, pure strength. But for most athletes that are participating at that level, just being injured, and especially being injured for more than a long period of time, is not a good thing. And there was even a recent study published that suggested that, you know, if you have a concussion and lingering symptoms, that may expose you to a higher incidence of lower body injuries. So it's just one of those things that, yeah, we do want to be cautious, but it's cautious can sound negative. It's really just being prepared and really doing the best thing in terms of preventing injuries, because at the end of the day, if kids are playing and involved in sports, that's usually a good thing.
Dr. Mrazek, I think we're seeing the number of concussions reported up dramatically. We're also noticing that there's still a substantial number that aren't reported, but I think the education system is working here by and large. Do you agree?
For the most part, yeah, I think it is. You know, some of the research that we've done suggested the education has to be done correctly, because, you know, giving people a little bit of information, especially with, you know, the older athletes, sometimes we see that it's not as effective. So we definitely want to do it in the right way. But I think what's been great is that you have certainly seen a commitment on not just the part of individual parents, but on organizations to say, no, we really want to have a good concussion program and make sure that all parents are part of that. And then the buy-in, I think, has come with that. It's not perfect, but it certainly is something that seems to be quite effective.
We're talking with Dr. Martin Mrazek, Associate Professor of the Department of Educational Psychology at the University of Alberta, talking about head injuries in sport. Well, I see these organizations, and we have the hit count program in football, of course, the ban of body checking, and there's also zero tolerance rules in Hockey Canada. Now we see U.S. soccer sort of forging new ground, the first organization, at least that we know of, that have made a move like this to ban heading in that sport. But it's all in the name of improving athlete safety. And we know when athletes get injured, there's less tendency for them to stay involved in sport. So at the end of the day, there's really no downside to taking these cautions. And again, you know, some of the upside is we might get a little more focus on the skill development.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. Jeff, is because, you know, there are these concerns about, you know, are kids going to just not be as aware, and if they do go into higher levels of sport, are they going to be at risk of more injury? I mean, there's certainly some good questions, and we don't have all the answers, but, you know, at the end of the day, injury prevention does help. Kids that stay in sport have a higher quality of life, their mental health ratings are lower, they tend to be happier, and again, they have a much lower incidence of the other problematic issues that are prevalent in adolescence these days, like diabetes and being overweight. So staying, you know, healthy, staying fit, and reducing the risk of injuries is just great. We're not going to stop concussions from happening, especially in some sports, the high hit sports. But, you know, can we just improve outcomes? I think that's definitely the direction that a lot of people are wanting to go.
Yeah, well, Dr. Mrazek, let's talk about those high hit sports. The NFL season's about to get underway, as is the NHL training camps, and we know this is rock'em sock'em, heavy duty, all or none sport. This is professional sport at its highest, and there's some great moves being made here as well in the NFL and in the CFL. I think they're limiting the number of practice days in pads, which is great. They've instituted some rule changes to improve player safety on the football field. In the NHL, they've also made some moves as well. Are you happy with the way the sport's going at the highest level? Because we know you're very involved there.
Yeah, like overall, it's part of this commitment to really address the issue. So I think those are good. Now, like I will admit, like in the NFL, they instituted the rule moving the kickoff line 5 yards ahead. And in the first season, they got some very promising data. And then last year, things changed substantively, and they had a much higher number of concussions. So, you know, you kind of know that it's a very complex system, and just tinkering with one part can sometimes be problematic. The point is that, you know, concussions are taken seriously. The concern has been that when they weren't taken seriously and players continued to play, it for some, not everybody, but for some, those persisting symptoms and subsequent concussions seemed to be just didn't lead to good outcomes at all. And that's what you want to avoid. You're not going to avoid all injuries, and certainly some people will have some difficulties in the recovery, and a lot will not. But overall, like you say, the direction has been just shown a real commitment to improve health outcomes in athletes at all levels.
So, Dr. Mrazek, we'd like to have you on at the start of the football season coming up here to get really a little more in-depth at injury prevention and the long-term effects of head injuries in sport. But for now, what should people be thinking as we get into the fall sporting season? I mean, there's a lot of sports out there that this applies to, not just in concussions, but in injury prevention overall. There's a lot of things I think that people can just think about in general.
Yeah, for sure, and you know, basic things that you have emphasized a lot on your program, which is something that's not always talked about, which is nutrition and hydration. We're seeing a few more studies that come out and suggest that those are variables that lead to injury, not just concussion. And the other big one that you'll probably smile is sleep. Not regulating sleep patterns, you know, some studies just looking at school population have found that 45 minutes of increased sleep significantly decreases the number of behavioral concerns in some kids in a school setting. And sleep these days, you know, with technology and all that kind of stuff, I'm not sure we really have a good pulse on how well young adolescents are sleeping, and, you know, that can be a factor. So it's very interesting just to see how those variables that maybe aren't quite on the radar as much as they should, you know, are coming in, you know, we're understanding about more of their contribution to injury and to concussion.
Oh, we'll continue that discussion next time we have you on here in the fall. And music to my ears. I think I'm going to start, you know, we have this annual or monthly show called War on Sugar. I'm going to start lobbying for later starting times for work and school so people can just sleep in a little bit. How about that? That'll catch on like wildfire. That's my bet.
You have my vote already.
All right, perfect. Dr. Mrazek, appreciate your time today.
Glad to be here.
Okay, everybody, that is one powerful conversation. We're going to have Dr. Mrazek on here September, October as the football and hockey season get underway, and also the fall school sports. Really important conversation, and it's just about awareness and knowledge. So
it's been a pretty good little series here talking injury prevention. Started off with Doug Gilroy talking ACL and knee injuries and injury prevention. Then we spoke with Dr. George Champ as the chief medical officer for U.S. Soccer about their move to ban heading in youth soccer, a real proactive move that I do believe is going to impact the game globally. And we have to thank Dr. Mrazek once again. Coming up on the next episode of Crush Performance, we're going to look at player management. We're going to use hockey as sort of our perspective. We'll talk with NHL certified agent Manny Schmidt from Link Management International. But the conversation, I think, can cross over to any sport and any athlete at any level as we look at, you know, some of the things that athletes, coaches, teams, and families have to deal with in team transitions, also in trades getting released. But we also want to talk about, is it smart to play up? I'm telling you right now, it's probably not always the best idea. So when do you know when to move up to the next level, or when does a team decide to bring their young talent to the big leagues? Well, it's going to be a great conversation. So if you have any questions, comments, or smart remarks, do get to us, crushperformance.com on the internet. You can follow us on Twitter at Jeff Crush. And again, if you're on Facebook, join our group, The Talent Grid. We're just talking human performance there all day long. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time on Crush Performance.
When you are looking for everything going on in MMA, you want to come to the MMA Insiders Podcast, as myself, Jason Floyd, and Sam Capel give you insight you cannot get anywhere else.
I've done it all in this sport, a matchmaker, promoter, even an amateur fighter. If you're looking for the inside scoop and inside perspective you can't get anywhere else, MMA Insiders Podcast is your destination.
Check out the MMA Insiders Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and RadioInfluence.com.